Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about where the Republicans messed up when it comes to the negotiations. Because while there are certainly people on the Democratic side of the aisle who are not happy with the final product, they're not happy about the way it was done. I'm not happy about the way it was done. I'm not really happy with the final product, but I understand it. There are a lot of people who understand the reality that the Republicans should have gotten a lot more than they did. They really should have. The Republican Party controls the House. They should have walked away from the negotiations with far more than they did. And there's been a number of questions, basically like, why did this go the way that it did? And I've been thinking about it and thinking about it, and I think I finally figured it out. They chose the wrong thing for leverage. The reality is, most Republicans in the House are wealthy. They don't want to default. They know it's bad for them too. They also don't want to be responsible for the economic impact to their constituents. The unreasonable budget that they put up, it put them in a position where if the U.S. defaulted, everybody knew it was their fault. I think what the Republican Party should have done as far as in an attempt to get a better deal for their side was do what Biden said. If they had passed a clean debt ceiling bill, just sent it up early on, not attempted to use it for leverage, and then attempted to use a government shutdown as leverage, they probably would have got more. That's where they messed up. That they sent the ransom note about the wrong thing. Because it's unlikely that a whole lot of Republicans actually want to bankrupt the U.S., damage their own economic standing, run the risk of not being reelected. That's from a default. The Democratic Party understood that realistically, the Republicans probably weren't going to force a default. Had they gone with a government shutdown route, I mean, that might have been a whole lot more likely. The Republican Party absolutely would have shut down the government. They would have had more leverage with a less severe target. And I think that's where they messed up. That's why they find themselves in a situation where they're not getting what they wanted. And not even close to it, really. And you have to wonder, I mean, I have to wonder, if Biden was aware of all of this. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say he was playing 4D chess the whole time. But there is the possibility that once they went down the route of making an unreasonable budget and trying to tie it to the debt ceiling, that he understood that he actually wound up with the upper hand because the blame would rest on them. It's wild. You have to entertain it. I don't know that it's true, and I don't think he did anything to engineer it. But I think his negotiators might have taken advantage of that fact. And that's why the Republican Party is walking away with so little. So that's the only answer I have to all the people who asked why it went so bad for the Republicans. That's all I've got. That's the only thing I can really... I can really pin down as something they messed up. I don't think that McCarthy is that bad. I think that the leverage they could have obtained by suggesting they were going to shut down the government would have been more powerful than we're going to default. So that's really all I've got. There might be something else, but at the end of it, the Republicans control the House. The House is supposed to control the purse strings. And, I mean, that's not how it's shaped up. I mean, I understand the Democratic Party gave some stuff away in it. That happens in any negotiation. But Biden definitely came out on top on this. And by all logic, he shouldn't have. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.